Siddur Snippets, this journal is sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram, 404 Shlema Hadassah Rachel Bas Chana Golda. We've spent time understanding why we begin the addendum to the Amidah, Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Meirah, by beginning talking about the power of speech, because we want to continue the positive use of the power of speech through tefillah. So we ask Hashem to help protect us from the negative use. We want the merit of protecting ourselves from Lashon Hara and the many reasons we explained. So far we defined Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Meirah, Hashem, protect my tongue from ra, from evil. Usfasai, and my lips, midaber mirma, and protect my lips from spreading falsehood or spreading deceit. Why do we elaborate? Why do we have two separate expressions or phrases, lishoni and svasai, ra and mirma? What is the difference between them? So the Rinas Chaim Rav Chaim Friedlander explains that lashon hara and sheker, gossip and falsehood, are two separate things and they come from two separate places. Dibur, lashon hara al chaveru noveh mishoresh ra sheyesh benefesh ha'adam. When a person speaks gossip negatively about someone else, it comes from a hole inside one's heart, envy, jealousy of another. Someone else has something you want, you crave, you feel you deserve. You try to somehow lower the other person, diminish the other person. When one speaks negatively or gossip of another, they're trying to lessen or lower the other. Even though you don't stand to benefit anything, not money or honor. And that's a chait. That's from the Lashon. Lashon mitchilas, mitchilas b'makam pnimi shel adam. The tongue is an internal organ. The tongue is inside. Because gossip comes from something, a vacuum, an emptiness, a hole inside a person who somehow feels better about themselves if they knock someone else down through gossip. However, mirma and sheker, however, when you spread falsehood or deceit, because there's a benefit, there's a gain. That's not something inside or internal. It's something external. That's something chitzoni. And therefore, it's different. It comes from a different driver and motivation. It expresses itself differently internally versus externally. So ra is the lashon. Evil or wickedness is the tongue, this internal organ. And mirma, falsehood, is external because of the benefit or the good the person seeks to get from it. The Sefer Ha'aras HaTfilah has a different distinction between the two. And he says the following. He says, Halashon, Netzor Shmira Yoser Me'ula Me'asher Halashon Shamor. First of all, when we ask Hashem to stop the negative speech, that's a more powerful description than Shmira. Shmira means protect us, guard us. Netzor means stop us, intervene, interfere. Shlomo HaMelech and Mishlei teaches us that life and death are in the hands of the tongue. Stop us. When you talk about something dangerous, lethally dangerous, terminally dangerous, we don't just say, if you don't mind, please help me, please protect me, please guard me. But if someone is in danger, then you say, Netzor, stop, stop. So since Chaim v'mavis b'yad ha'lashon, mavis v'chaim b'yad ha'lashon, death and life are in the hands of the tongue, it's potentially lethal. It's extremely dangerous. Therefore, we employ the language of Netzor, stop, not just Shemor, to guard. The difference, he writes, the Ha'aras HaTfilah between Lashon and Tzvasayim, Lashon hu etzem adibur, l'shabeach o l'ganos. The tongue is the actual place that speech comes from. You can praise, you could compliment, or you could criticize, you could denigrate. V'lasfasayim hein l'harchiv adibur melitza shonos. The lips, they elaborate. The lips are where we can expand on whatever it is that we're saying. Hevdal bin ra lamir ma ra hu dibur ra al chaveiro b'ofen galoi. Ra is evil, wickedness. You see it, you know it, you name it. Ra is outright evil, it's bad. Mirma is mesek svasayim. Shevepiv medaver tovas chaveiro aval bekir bo tamun ra al shekavanos lasayim beganuso. V'hu medaber shvacho kedei sheyaminu legnuso. Mirma is deceit. It means that a person is duplicitous. A person is hypocritical. It means you say, perhaps, nice things, but really you're setting up to be able to then come to denigrate or to diminish. So ra is outright ra. You recognize it and you can see it. Mirma, deceit, is duplicitousness, a person who seems to present one way, but they really feel, or their acting or their motivation is another altogether. V'zos mevakshem anu me'abori yisparchem. This is what we're asking. She yisayel anu l'nsur l'shonin mira. V'sif soseinu m'ladaber mir Hashem. Help me, protect me, stop me from outright gossip, which is negative and harmful and evil, but also help me from fooling myself as I act hypocritically, as I act one way in my heart and another way with my words. Let me be consistent, tocho keboro. So it's very powerful. You know, we often gloss over Elokein Hatzor. We're skipping right to the part where we get to insert our particular individual needs. But the opening, the prerequisite, the introduction, from which we earn the merit to then and sort of get the license to then ask for our individual things, is very powerful. Hashem, let me be my best self. Let me continue to use the power of speech in the most positive way. Help, don't just protect me, but stop me from being associated with the ra, the evil of gossip, of negativity. And don't even let me fool myself. Don't let my lips, lip service, don't let me pay lip service. Don't let me be inconsistent and hypocritical. Let me be tocho geboro. Let me be genuine and consistent all the way through. That's the opening expression. And then we'll continue from here. Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow night.